Richard Friedman joins us. Morning, Rich.
Morning. How are you, Andrew?
I'm well. You'd love to have a horse in the Everest, mate. $10 million prize check.
Yeah, that'd be good. I don't think it'll happen anytime soon, but
well, you never know things.
Yeah, you never know.
No, you never know. Hey, I want to start focusing in on racing tomorrow. Now, Ouvre is an interesting runner for our listeners, just to get a bit of a head, a feeling about tomorrow, because I know that you haven't been overly happy with the last two runs, given that the horse has been found in front.
He's a tricky customer, Ouvre. He's had a number of trainers, good trainers. I'm just the last one of them. But he put in such a good run first up in the Hawkesbury Cup that we thought, oh, he might have changed his mind, this horse. Then it took him to Queensland and ran him in the Dooman Cup and the Premier's Cup. And he led on both occasions. The first time, look, it was never my intention to lead, but he landed in front. The first one went too hard and tailed off. And the second one, he just gave up at the corner. And that's just him mentally, because I can tell you, he's a Group 2 winner in France on Arc Day. So, you know, he's got ability, and he works like only group horses can work. So it's really a mental thing with him. It's trying to trick him into wanting to play again. If he turns it on, if he gives his best, he's capable of winning group races.
So but what about we'll, then coming you know, to a mile tomorrow?
Well, I'm trying to work an old play that, you know, we've used over the years. When I say we, my brothers and I have used on older horses. Sometimes they'll stay as three-year-olds and four-year-olds, and then they get older and they just don't want to run those distances. And if you switch them back to shorter distances, they often switches them back on again. Worked perfectly with horses like Mahogany. Doesn't work with all of them, but it's worth a try with him because, he, as I say, he's got group class ability if he decides he wants to be a racehorse again.
Yeah, I spoke to John Thompson and who trained Ouvre in the past. His track work gives you an indication that he could win anything. Is that still the case?
Absolutely. He's, as I said, he runs times on the track that only group horses can run, and he works like only group horses can work.
Yeah.
It's just with him whether he wants to be a racehorse or not, and he's been constantly tried at longer trips, and the only time I tried him at 1,600 metres was his first up run, and he ran really well. So I'm just sort of switching him back to that to see if that's relevant.
Yeah. What about the heavy ground that we're going to get tomorrow? Are you confident in your mind that he handles it?
Well, he has handled it previously, and he has found hard ground not to his liking. So I think he likes the ground just with a bit of sting out of it. That's just my feeling with him, that's his perfect ground. But if the ground is heavy, it won't worry him. If he decides he wants to play, then he's a class above. But
yeah.
I couldn't guarantee what he'll do.
Now, the one thing I was talking to Paul Joyce yesterday, a form analyst for our podcast preview that we do on the legs of the quaddie, and the one thing that he said in the race was that there's not a lot of pace. But you've already said to me during the week that you'll be telling the stewards that Ouvre, you just don't want him to lead tomorrow. Is that still the intention?
Yeah, look, no pace in the race, given his staying prowess appears to be a negative for him. But I think, you know, anyone who's trained this horse will tell you, he can reel off sectionals like a weight for age horse. So slow pace, if it becomes a sprint home, he's more than capable of sprinting home with the best of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, and letting him lead only encourages him to do what he's done at his last two starts. So, you know, I'm not trying to overthink this. I just want the horse to start wanting to be a racehorse again. And I think that is best suited by him racing from behind other horses.
I understand. Well, mate, it sounds like you're losing a bit of hair through him, but let's hope you get a bit back tomorrow.
You know, I really like the horse. He's a lovely horse to deal with. He really is a lovely animal. And, you know, if he just decides he wants to play again, then we've got something to work with. You know, China Horse Club have been very kind to give me this horse to train and try and work him out. It looked like we were having a win with him until he went to Brisbane.
Yeah. Well, hopefully back in Sydney tomorrow, Glenn Schofield aboard, and let's hope there's some pace somewhere. Normally, sometimes when we say there's no pace, it ends up being the opposite. But we'll wait and see what unfolds. Good luck, mate. Hope it's a winning move back to a mile.
Thanks for that. Appreciate it.